You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, streaming live on the web at www.wrir.org. My name's Dirty Dacoy Dan. I'm going to be doing the 1980s show, Songs from the Big Hair, today. I've got a friend in the studio here, Robbie White, who's brought records from his collection from the 80s. And Robbie's, I think, maybe still be stuck in the 80s. Before I get going, I want to thank Alan for bringing us another great edition of the New Breakfast Snob. Thanks a lot, Alan. Let's get the party started right now.
The party starts now!
Everybody. he'd meet me at 8. He was gonna be my mystery date. We were going to a movie at 9. I knew things were gonna work out this time. Oh, I looked in the mirror. There was so much to do. My mother lent me her new high heel shoes. I hemmed up my
night.
You're listening to Songs from the Big Hair on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. My name's Dirty Deck Hoyt Dan. I'm doing the show today. And I've got Robbie White in the studio. Robbie's a record collector from Silver Spring, Maryland. Big guy, big hanger-oner in the 1980s DC music scene. And quite the record collector, if I might say. Robbie, what did we just hear?
Thank you, Dan. Well, the first song we played is the one that I always play when you... when I win the contest to be on the Dirty Dacoit Dan radio show. It's called, it's by Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, and it's called The Party Starts Now with Handsome Dick Manitoba from The Dictators. That was followed by Kids in America by Kim Wilde. Then that was followed by The Slicky Boys, and we happen to have Mark Noon, who wrote that song for The Slicky Boys, in the studio with us. He's the photographer who's documenting this for future historical value. And we heard Gotta Tell Me Why, which Mark said he wrote in 1976 for a chick that worked at the Walter Raleigh Inn. That was followed by the Sunny Boys from Australia, Show Me Some Discipline, and we'd like to dedicate that to Steve Lorber. And I think he was the first person to play the Sunny Boys in this area on the radio. After that, we heard a DC band called True Facts and the Insaniacs. We heard the B-side of their single Washingtron, and it was called Mystery Date, a song written about a board game. And then lastly, we heard the Beatnik Flies. That was a special request from someone named Britt, and it's called In My Heart with John Stone on the lead guitar.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Robbie.
You're welcome.
Well, everybody knows the stock car racers are in town this weekend, so we can't let the big hair show go by here without a tribute to all the stock car boys.
Pajama at the stock car motel. I got my chicken in a trophy asbestos suit, drinking champagne from my driver's boot. He took the checkered flag, could he really win? Whole crew indulging in stock car sin. They know it's evil, can't help but like it. Monkey number one, he took the senator's knee. Thank you.
Ah! every Saturday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., WRIR brings you River City Limits, featuring the finest in Richmond area musicians, all ages, all genres, all right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond's Indie Radio.
Listening to songs from the Big Hair on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. My name is Dirty Dacoit Dan. I got Robbie White here with me in the studio today. Robbie, what did we just hear?
Well, Dan, we started out with a request from someone named Dale Earnhardt Jr., and it was by
The Swimming Pool Cues.
The Swimming Pool Cues, doing a song called Stock Car Sin. That was followed by Joan Jett from her Up Your Alley CD from 1989 called Little Liar. Then we heard the Go-Go's doing How Much More, followed by the Expressos. That was a big hit on WHFS Bethesda, Maryland in the early 80s. It was called Tango and Mono. And then we just finished off with a song dedicated to Mr. Marshall Keith from Maryland, and it's Susie and the Banshees doing John Lennon's Dear Prudence.
All right. Thanks, Robbie. Want to help WRIR get a new studio? Want to help the Burt Theater get a major renovation? You can do both in less than a minute. WRIR and the Burt Theater are competing for separate grants on refresheverything.com. To get the grants, they need votes. Every day from our listeners, our community, and you. Cast your vote for two independent institutions. Go online and vote at refresheverything.com/WRIR. Then vote again at refresheverything.com, the Bird RVA. refresheverything.com/TheBirdRVA and refresheverything.com/WRIR. Hurry. Voting ends September 30th. Rob, you're going to play some rockabilly for us now, I hear, which had a big resurgence in the late 70s, 80s.
Yes, we're going to start out with a local D.C. guy named Evan Johns. He had a band called Evan Johns and the H-Bombs, and here he comes.
Caddy with a custom seat, it's leatherette, they're all rolled in pleat. Come on, little mama, sit by my side. You and your daddy gonna go for a ride. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out,
I'm gonna get you if I can. Oh, Bobby, wind it up. Driving on the edge of town, we're gonna look real cool as we tool around. All the fellas gonna scream and shout. When I leave, I'm gonna be alone out. I'm a hot rod man.
Hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
Hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. Real close in the dark. Tell you something, baby, you ought to know. The hot rod man don't ever move slow. I'm a hot rod man.
Hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
Hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you.
Down for coming home at all. My I blow your house in a little bit. Well, you huff and I puff and I huff and I puff and I blow your house in.
Listening to songs from the Big Hair on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. My name's Dirty Dacoy Dan. I'm doing the show today along with my buddy Robbie White, who's down from beautiful Silver Spring, Maryland, with a lot of his CDs and records and stuff. Robbie, what did we just hear?
Well, that was our rockabilly set, Dirty Dacoy Dan. And we started out with an unreleased song by Evan Johns and the H-Bombs called Sugar Cookie.
Right.
Yes, I know. Followed by Tex Rabinowitz and the Bad Boys with a song called Hot Rod Man. After that, we heard the Polecats from England with a song produced by Dave Edmonds called Make a Circuit with Me. Then we heard a Dave Edmonds-produced record by the Stray Cats called Runaway Boys. And another D.C. artist who is another protege of Tex. This was Billy Hancock and the Tennessee Rockets doing an old song called Please Don't Touch. That was followed up by Buzz and the Flyers, who I saw many times at the old Psychedelic in Bethesda. Great rockabilly band. They were doing a Dale Hawkins song called Little Pig. And then lastly, from the CD collection of Dirty Dacoy Dan, we heard Rev Up by the Ravillos.
Well, thank you very much, Robbie. VCU Libraries has announced a new addition to the VCU Digital Libraries Digital Collections, the Richmond Commission of Architectural Review Slide Collection. The collection can be found online at go.vcu.edu/WRCAR and contains more than 7,000 color photographs of the city of Richmond taken from 1965 until 2000. Subjects depicted include houses, office buildings, street scenes, and historical buildings. You can visit the entire VCU Libraries Digital Collections at dig.library.vcu.edu. What do we got up next here, Robbie?
Well, Dan, as you know, each time I'm on the show, I like to unearth something that no one has ever heard. And this is possibly the rarest thing that you will ever hear on the radio.
That's quite a statement there, Robbie.
It is quite a statement, but just hold on.
Just having you on here is pretty rare, man.
There you go. Back in the 70s, there was a show on WGTB-FM, Georgetown Radio, called The Mystic Eyes Show with Steve Lorber. And we've alluded to Steve many times in the past. Well, Steve had a coworker on the show named Joe Sasvie, who ran the Rock and Roll Institute. When Elvis Presley died in 1977, along with a $750 mango bill from Kim Kane, Joe Sasvie decided it was time to close the Rock and Roll Institute, unbeknownst to everybody except Linda Hall from Washington, D.C. Joe Sasvie moved...
Wait a minute. Is this a long story?
No. He moved the Rock and Roll Institute to Holland. Elvis really didn't die in 1977. Joe Sasvie was the only person that knew this. So he had Elvis in the studio in the 80s to record a whole bunch of stuff, which was never going to be released. Linda, she was in Holland researching the marijuana laws there, smuggled this CD out of Holland from the Rock and Roll Institute and brought it to WRIR for Dirty Dacoit Dan to play. And now we're going to hear the king singing Sweet Home Alabama.
I'm with my family once again, and I think I should say yeah. Heard Mr. Young sing about her. Well, there's no need to put her down. I hope Neil Young will remember. We'll be right back.
This is Alice Cooper. Of all the ways to get off nowadays, hard drugs isn't one of your best choices. In fact, it's a perfectly stupid choice.
Life's full from the ups and downs.
I can only tell you one thing. If I ever catch any of you taking drugs, I will personally come to your house and slit your puppy's throat.
I'm 18.
Shuffling their feet, people sleeping in their shoes. Log of the Starship Enterprise, stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human, Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
Welcome to the House of Fun. distant. 16 big point, full pint in my manhood. I'm up to date on a dates, 2 days. So if you serve, I'll be on my way. Welcome to the house of fun. Try the house of fun. It's quicker if you run. This is a chemist, not a junkie shop. Party heads, simple enough, clear. Comprehend, he sent me, understand. Do you hear? A pack of party heads with the colour tips. Too late, Gorgon's her gossip. Well, hello Joe, hello Miss Clay. Many head returns from the day. Welcome to the house of fun. Now I've come of age. Welcome to the house of fun.
this is Willie Nelson for Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio. This is Songs from the Big Hair. My name's Dirty Dacoit Dan. I got my buddy Robbie White here.
Hello.
Bringing the music today. And always remember, WRIR is the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And remember to stay tuned at 5 o'clock for the River City Limits show featuring Cece and her assistant, Phil D. And they have a live band coming in called Parlor Shakedown, who's setting up right now. So remember, stay right here on WRIR. Robbie, what did we just hear?
We started out with a rare song by The King doing a cover of Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. That was followed by an Alice Cooper public service announcement. And then Neil Young doing Rocking in the Free World. After that, we heard a Star Trek public service announcement discouraging people from taking hard drugs. Then we heard the Ramones doing We Want the Airwaves, produced by Graham Gouldman from 10cc. After that, we heard the Replacements from the Let It Be album doing Unsatisfied. And then the last song we heard was Tears for Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love.
All right. Almost sounded like one of those Ian Hunter anthems.
Yeah, I was going to bring one of those, but I left it in the car.
That's too bad. I love Ian Hunter. All right, so what do we got up next?
George Harrison doing a song from a soundtrack called Porky's Revenge, and this song is called Cheer Down.
And are you sure that's it right there?
Yes.
Thank you, Robbie. George Harrison.
Over town, cheer down. I'm a dude, now pretty baby. Honey first, take your leg. 30 seconds? What? I only got 30 seconds? Okay. This is DJ Greybeard here at WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm the host of The Other Black Music. Every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., I bring you music ignored by other Richmond radio stations. Zydeco, funk, rock, jazz, blues, all kinds of wonderful black music you don't get to hear anywhere else but here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM.
listening to Songs from the Big Hair on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, a Richmond independent radio. City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet, streaming live on the web at www.wrir.org. Dirty Dacoid Dan here. I've got Robbie White in with me today. That noise you hear is Parlor Shakedown, a band that's getting ready to come on with Phil and CeCe on River City Limits at 5 o'clock, so hang in there. Robbie, what did we just hear?
Well, first we heard George Harrison doing a song called Cheer Down from a soundtrack in the mid-80s. That was followed by The Records from their second album, and the song was called I Don't Remember Your Name. Then we heard a local artist...
Wait a minute. What was the name of the album?
That's a good question.
Because somebody called about that, asking about that record song, and I thought I told him it might have been the self-titled one, but I was probably dead wrong. Did you find it?
Dan, I found it, and let's see what it's called. Crashes.
There you go.
Crashes.
For the caller who called in, thanks for calling.
After the Records, we heard The Dutes, a local D.C. artist and actually the older brother of Evan Johns, and he was doing a song called I'm the Dutes, and I have it on good authority that they let him out of the mental hospital for that one day just to do that song. That was followed by a man named Dirty Dacoit Dan doing a cover of The Saints' Misunderstood on a very rare solo single that was released in the 80s. And then the last song we heard was Todd Rundgren's Utopia doing The Last of the New Wave Riders. And that record is called Adventures in Utopia.
All right, we got time for a few more. What you got up next, Robbie?
Next, I have an Australian band called the Lime Spiders doing a cover of a 60s song called Action Woman.
Here we go. Lime Spiders, Action Woman, Songs from the Big Hair, 1980s. Got time for a few more. That's about it. Songs from the Big Hair. Thanks for joining us today. Remember to stay tuned for River City Limits with Phil and CeCe hosting today. And they have the band in Parlor Shakedown that's going to be playing live in the studio. So be sure to listen to that. Want to help WRIR get a new studio? Want to help the Bird Theater get a major renovation? You can do both in less than a minute. WRIR and the Bird Theater are competing for separate grants on refresheverything.com. To get the grants, they need votes. Every day from our listeners, our community, and you. Cast your vote for two independent institutions. Go online and vote at refresheverything.com/WRIR, then vote again at refresheverything.com, the Bird RVA. Refresheverything.com, the Bird RVA. And refresheverything.com, WRIR. Did I say all that twice? Hurry, voting ends September 30th. Stay tuned for River City Limits with Phil Cece and Parlor Shakedown. This is what, Robbie?
We're going to end with the Stranglers doing a Kinks song called All Day and All of the Night.
Say goodbye, Robbie. Thanks
goodbye,
for joining me today.
Dirty Dacoit Dan. And Mark Noon, thank you for helping us out.
I had a great time today, Rob.
Me too, Dan.